This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for spending a little bit of your time today with me and my records. And today, for our feature, we're showing off our train collection. Yeah, songs about the locomotive. And on the countdown today, we have the biggest hits from the second weekend of June in 1944. And we resume our climb up the chart this weekend with record number 5. It's from the David Rose Orchestra, Holiday for Strings. The fifth most popular record this weekend in 1944, David Rose and his orchestra and Holiday for Strings. Rose, born in London, raised in Chicago, turned 34 this week in 1944. Holiday for Strings was a million seller and it was moving down the chart after spending 3 weeks at number 2. We're looking back 81 years on today's Seems Like Old Times. And earlier this week, one of the most notable days of the 20th century. Operation Overlord, or D-Day. Allied forces began their assault on Western Europe. It was early Tuesday morning of this week, June 6th, but when the news broke, it was still late Monday night in America. Being a weeknight, many had already gone to bed, especially on the East Coast, but those who were still up and in other time zones may have caught the news during a live broadcast by the Harry James Orchestra. He was playing at the Hotel Astor in New York City.
Harry tells me this tune is really new. Kitty Callan sings it, so as time goes by, keep listening for In Times Like These.
Interrupt this program of music by Harry James and his orchestra to bring you a bulletin just received in the WOR newsroom. London. The German news agency Transocean said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun. This, however, is an unsubstantiated enemy claim. We repeat, this is an unsubstantiated enemy claim. Stay tuned to WOR for further details. We return you now to the music of Harry James and his orchestra.
him die with darkness all about. In times like these, who would think a dream could be so fair?
Harry James Orchestra with Kitty Callan on the vocals, appropriately, in times like these. That was early Tuesday morning, June 6, 1944, over the Mutual Network, with the news bulletin from flagship station WOR coming across at approximately 12:45. More from D-Day coming up, but back to the countdown right now. We're up to number 4 on the sales chart, which was the number 1 jukebox record this weekend. It's by Bing Crosby.
I love you. Hums the April breeze. I love you. Echo the hills. I love you. The golden dawn agrees as once more she sees daffodils. It's spring again, and birds on the wing again start to sing again the old melody. I love you, that's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you. Start to sing again the old melody. I love you. That's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you.
A song from the Broadway musical Mexican Hayride, I Love You, Bing Crosby and the John Scott Trotter Orchestra. It's the tune that's received the most nickels in the jukeboxes this week. Last week it finished up a 5-week stay at the top spot on the sales chart. This weekend it's down to number 4. Well, this was Invasion Week 1944. D-Day came early Tuesday morning, and after initial news bulletins from German press accounts, it was finally made official.
Under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France.
Good morning, everybody. We have just had the first communique from General Eisenhower's headquarters on the invasion. It is official. We know that the long delay, the anxious days and weeks through which we have all passed are over. The great adventure has begun. The final chapter in the history of the Second World War is being written.
Men and women of the United States, this is a momentous hour in world history. This is the invasion of Hitler's Europe, the zero hour of the Second Front. The men of General Dwight Eisenhower are leaving their landing barges, fighting their way up the beaches into the fortress of Nazi Europe. They are moving in from the sea to attack the enemy under a mammoth cloud of fighter planes, under a ceiling of screaming shells from Allied warships. The first news flashes do not say, but a large proportion of this assault is believed to be in the hands of American men. They are making the attack side by side with the British Tommies who were bombed and blasted out of Europe at Dunkirk. Now, at this hour, they are bombing and blasting their way back again. The world's greatest military undertaking is underway. Casualties in this mammoth operation, in the subsequent drive inland, may reach a dreadful toll.
In his order of the day issued to each man in the Allied Expeditionary Force, General Dwight Eisenhower calls this mighty mission the Great Crusade. He adds, the eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. General Eisenhower makes this solemn promise. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed people of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. The final words of the General's orders have the lift that at this hour in England has raised every heart. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck. And let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
That was NBC's John Vandercook supplying a pool report for all the networks on shortwave from London. Before that, it was NBC's Robert St. John from New York, and also the first reaction from CBS's H.V. Kaltenborn. The newsrooms were buzzing early Tuesday morning of this week in 1944 with D-Day. And back on the countdown, here's the third top 10 record for Bing Crosby this weekend. His version of I'll Be Seeing You is at number 3.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Boy, I don't know if Bing's voice was any better than it was on that recording. I'll be seeing you. Now 41 years of age, Bing's pipes were as rich and smooth as ever. I'll be seeing you was at number 3 this week, on its way up to number 1 for a 4-week stay, making it his third number 1 of the year. Plus, he's just released Swinging on a Star. So get a tent up and start a fire, because Bing's going to be camping out at the top of the charts all summer long. It's June 1944, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, you're being railroaded. Yes, train songs is our musical theme. And to start this segment, we head to the British Isles for the Ted Heath Orchestra. This is Night Train to Scotland. There's Ted Heath and his music, as it appeared on the record label, Night Train to Scotland, a recording from 1949. We're talking trains today, and not all of them are for long-distance travel. Some of them are for just going around town.
With my high starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high upon my head, I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to 10, then I counted to 10 again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake.
Clang, clang, clang.
He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because they scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Flop, flop, flop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the universe reels.
The day was bright, the air was sweet. The smell of honeysuckle charmed you off your feet. You tried to sing, but couldn't squeak. In fact, you loved him so you couldn't even speak.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Tell you of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
Look at Davey.
Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get poor Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who'll never return. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. Hey, to Charlie.
Poor old Charlie, stuck in perpetuity on the MTA. That's the Kingston Trio from 1959. And before that, going around St. Louis, was Judy Garland and the Trolley Song. She was accompanied by the Georgie Stahl Orchestra. We're right on track with train songs today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, we've turned the calendar back 81 years to June of 1944. And on Tuesday of this week, D-Day, the Allied invasion of Western Europe. The first eyewitness report to come to America came from NBC's Wright Bryan. And then a recording of an infantry landing craft by the BBC's Colin Wills.
In the first hour of D-Day by British double summer time, or a little more than an hour before D-Day began by Greenwich Mean Time, the first spearhead of Allied forces for the liberation of Europe landed by parachute in northern France. In the navigator's dome in the flight deck of a C-47, I rode across the English Channel with the first group of planes from Troop Carrier Command to take our fighting men into Europe. Just before we left French soil for the return trip to England, I watched from the rear door of our plane, named the Snooty, as 17 American paratroopers, led by Lieutenant Colonel, jumped with their arms, ammunition, and equipment into German-occupied France. Our group, at the head of the leading wing from the U.S. 9th Air Force's Troop Carrier Command, was met with only scattering small arms fire from the fields, which were dark and quiet as we entered enemy territory. As we headed back towards the English coast, we saw tracers arching through the air behind us and a steady parade of Allied planes moving out over the course we had just navigated to strengthen the ground forces we had left below. In the channel below us, we could see a few ships, but could not be certain whether they were part of the Armada carrying Allied soldiers to the beaches or attacks which were quickly following the first landings of airborne troops which I had witnessed.
And now there's a signal from the flagship.
All hands to beaching station.
All hands to beaching station. That's the signal for our sailors on board this craft to get ready for the landing. This is the day and this is the hour. The sky is lightning. Lightning over the coast of Europe as we go in. The sun is blazing down brightly now. It's almost like an omen the way it suddenly come out just as we were going in. The whole sky is bright, the sea is a glittering mass of silver, with all these craft of every kind moving across it, and the great battleships in the background blazing away at the shore. There go the craft past us, the other landing craft. I can hear the sound of anti-aircraft fire. There's an enormous cloud of smoke along the shore, not only from the smoke screen, but from this terrific bombardment. All the ships are blazing away now. All around this enormous circle, there are ships, ships moving in, ships on patrol, ships circling, ships standing to and firing. We are passing close by a cruiser. You can't imagine anything like this march of ships, like soldiers marching in line. I've never seen anything so expressive of intent. It's a purpose shared among many ships and among many hundreds of thousands of fighting men who are going in now to the coast of Europe to do the biggest job they've ever had to do.
The BBC's Colin Wills, and before that, Wright Bryan of NBC, with eyewitness accounts from D-Day, this week, 1944. And back here in America on the Billboard sales chart this weekend, Dick Hames is a part of the top two records. In the runner-up spot, his first big hit collaborating with Helen Forrest.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. My spine, Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream, my dream, was not denied me. Just one look, and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Just one look and then I knew
that all I longed for long ago was you.
Long Ago and Far Away spent 1 week at number two on the countdown for Helen Forrest and Dick Hames, and it was this week in 1944. They were accompanied by the Camerata Orchestra, and it was just the first of a number of hits for Hames and Forrest. Well, let's get back to our showcase feature now, Train Songs. And we have a couple numbers set at the depot. First up, Les Brown and the orchestra with Lucianne Polk, Waiting at the Station.
Thank you.
Atlas Brown's Band of Renown, Waiting at the Station, featuring Lucy Ann Polk on vocals. That was recorded December 9th, 1949. Now, 6 days after that, Lucy Ann was in the studio with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. She teamed up with British vocalist Denny Dennis, along with the Sentimentalist, on Down by the Station.
Down by the station.
Kiddies who like to ride the train, whether in California or even up in Maine.
Makes no difference if you tour 102.
Find no horse in the buggy's not like the old choo-choo.
Down by the station early in the morning, see the little puffer bellies all in a row. See the station master turn the little handle. Chug, chug, boop, boop, off we go.
Down by the station early in the morning, grab a cup of coffee while I'm waiting for the train. Change another quarter, gotta pay the porter. Chug, chug, boop, boop, looks like rain.
Down by the station, shining at the brass plates, warm the gandy dancers on the main line. See the dimer cracker warming up the big jack. Chug, chug, boop, boop, off we go.
'49 version of the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, they're Down by the Station with Lucy Ann Polk, Denny Dennis, and the Sentimentalist. Your ticket has been punched for today's ride on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. Before we go, let me remind you about the show website, oldtimesradio.com. Go there to find our show schedule and our list of affiliates, plus the archives section where you can listen to previous shows on demand. Send me an email, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. And you can follow the show on Facebook and X. Just look up Seems Like Old Times on both. But here's our final stop on today's journey through train songs. This is Susanna McCorkle.
My cutie's due at 2 to 2. He's coming through on a big choo-choo. He's been away for months, but I haven't cheated once. Stayed home nights, didn't dance, wasn't taking any chance. Didn't flirt, and though it hurt, I just couldn't do my cutie dirt. My days were blue, my nights were black, but I just knew that he'd come back. For I love him, and he loves me, and say, when I feel his lips on mine, I won't let go till 9:30. My cutie's due at 2 to 2 today. Thank you. that taxi, do your stuff. I can't get there fast enough. Take me to that train from way out west. I'm just jumping in my shoes, 'cause there ain't no time to lose. Got a date, 158, with the one that I love best. The one that I love best. My cuties do it, toot-a-toot. He's coming through on a big choo-choo. He's been away for months, but I haven't cheated once. Stayed home nights, didn't dance, wasn't taking any chance. Didn't flirt, though it hurt. I couldn't do my cutie dirt. Days were blue, nights were black, but I knew that he'd come back. For I love him and he loves me. And say, tonight I'll disconnect the phone, because we wanna be alone. He's due at 2 to 2 today. Don't think there ain't no Santa Claus. I know darn well there is, because my cutie's due at 2 to 2. He's due at 2 to 2 today.
Another Tin Pan Alley song there, My Cutie's Due at 2 to 2 today. The music was written by Albert von Tilzer. He also wrote the music to Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And the lyrics were penned by Leo Robin. That was a hit for the Ted Weems Orchestra in 1926 and revived in 1984 by Susanna McCorkle. Well, we have leftovers, so next week it'll be Train Songs Part 2 here on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one record in the USA from the second weekend of June, 1944. And of course, the top news story, D-Day. It was Tuesday before dawn. The Allied Expeditionary Force of American, British, Canadian, Polish, and Free French troops begins Operation Overlord, the long-awaited invasion of France. After an intensive naval and aerial bombardment, the first wave of 5 Division, 156,000 men, landed designated beaches in Normandy. This is preceded by the British 6th Airborne Division and some 12,000 paratroopers of the U.S. 82nd and 101st Airborne Divisions. These forces are supported by more than 1,200 warships, 1,600 auxiliary ships, and 4,100 landing craft, as well as massive air support, which flies 14,600 sorties that day. The German defenders, stunned and surprised by the massive onslaught, are progressively overwhelmed, and most of the Allied objectives are reached and secured by nightfall.
People of Western Europe, a landing was made this morning on the coast of France by troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force. This landing is part of a concerted United Nations plan for the liberation of Europe, made in conjunction with our great Russian allies. I have this message for all of you. Although the initial assault may not have been made in your own country, the hour of your liberation is approaching.
In this poignant hour, I ask you to join with me in prayer. Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will need thy blessings. Their road will be long and hard. For the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces. Success may not come with rushing speed, but we shall return again and again. And we know that by thy grace, and by the righteousness of our cause, our sons will triumph.
President Franklin Roosevelt leading Americans in a moment of prayer, and Supreme Allied Commander Dwight Eisenhower addressing the people of Europe on D-Day, which was Tuesday of this week in 1944. And at the top of the Billboard music charts this weekend, it's the Harry James Orchestra, with vocals by Dick Hames, I'll Get By.
I'll get by as long as I have you. There may be rain and darkness too. I won't complain. I'll see it through. Poverty may come to me, it's true, but what care I, say I'll get by as long as I have.
Dick Hames was a solo performer here in the springtime of 1944, but Columbia dusted off that recording from their archives that was made in April of 1941 when Hames was still with the Harry James Orchestra. I'll Get By was the seventh number one for the James Band. It spent 6 weeks at number one, and it topped the chart on this day in June of 1944. And that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It has been great having you here, and I'll have your seat ready for you again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times. Thank you.